Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alrighty. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm looking at Rob Ford's Facebook page.
He's a good guy. Love Rob Ford.
Very, very good boy.
He has a nickname, you know.
Does he? Oh, Rofo?
Yeah, no, the Badger.
Oh, the Badger. That's right. Based on the fact that he badgered Rob for money a short time back.
Right.
And, I see. Okay, so there they are. My wife, God love her, she informed me that today is Robert Ford's birthday.
Woo!
And, I think this is a picture. He's got a little bunch of pictures where he was at National Harbor celebrating his birthday yesterday.
Ah, a little early, but that's okay. You know, yeah. Waterfall on a weekend.
Is technically this his birthday? Is this the day? Is today the day? Does anybody know?
I'm not as close to Rob Ford as I used to be, so I don't know, Mike.
Me neither, and I didn't send out a card or put up a tree or anything, so I don't know.
Well, I think he's been very valuable to the show over the years.
Has he?
Well, not so much the last couple of months, but... think we'd give him a call and just, wish him a happy B-Day, you know, just to say hi and see how he's doing. And, because really, I don't know. And when Carla said that to me, Carla seemed so engaged in it. You know, she said it's Rofo's birthday today. She does, yes.
Was it the trip to Maine that made them fall in love?
The hookah?
I'm not sure what did it, Rob.
Falling in love is the phrase that I wanted to use. Really find an appreciation for him when he was up there.
Who doesn't appreciate Rob Ford? He's an appreciable type of dude, and I just thought it'd be nice at the front of the show to actually reach out to him and say happy birthday and see what's new with his love life and Perkins' life, and is he still disassociating himself from this show? I'm just curious about that.
We have worked. Before I left for a vacation, we were working together hand in hand. And then when I came back, he was missing. So
like
I
literally
said,
holding hands?
Yes.
Is that what was
happening? Yes. I was walking him through his resurgence in his career. He felt like he was...
ebbs and flows?
He felt like he was underutilized. And I said...
On our show, is that...
Yes. And I
how
said,
would he? How would he like to be utilized? Do you think?
Well, he said that you got. He alleged that we told him not to come in. I said, no, we told you not to come in on intern days, but no one ever stopped you from coming in. You just stopped
now,
coming
who would
in.
Be since I'm down here and you're up there? Who would be responsible for that interchange? That exchange
that would be,
with Rofo? We know he's a sensitive flower.
It's I didn't realize
he
was as sensitive as. He had led on to.
He's a big powder. I knew that like way back when.
And to be fair, that's P-O-U-T-E-R, not powder
yes,
like a baby powder.
Not like what the person called you, P-O-W-D-E-R, when
right.
Oscar was in Bermuda. There was a friend that called Rob Powder.
The fair-skinned.
And I never got a real, clarification on it.
From the movie?
Powder.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Powder.
The comment was simply, Rob's powder.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that means.
But you sure enjoyed it.
Draw your own conclusions.
I'm calling him as
I sure enjoyed
speak.
It. Yes, yes, I did.
So, just for perspective, also, Pony and I had asked him just to, ease up on his presence here and that in the studio, but not ease up on his presence overall in the program. We just had a full house.
He has a knack of showing up when we already have three other interns.
Rofo?
Hello?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Robert Romar. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
You.
Hi, Rofo.
Hey, hey.
Hey, where are you?
I'm getting ready for a day at work, moving some furniture in the afternoon.
Nice. So you're laying in bed.
Good for you. Are you all birthdayed out? Is today technically your birthday?
Today is technically my birthday, yes.
Oh good man. Woo! Good man.
So bravo, you're Rofo, bravo, Rofo, bravo, Rofo.
33 today?
What's that?
You're 33 today?
33, I wish. No, I'm 26.
Are you at home 26. Right now? Are you at home?
I am at home. Yes, I am.
Is the girlfriend there?
No, she has left for work.
Oh.
How do you feel that your girlfriend's left for work and you're still laying in bed?
I'll tell you what, he feels like his right arm is tired.
it's really depressing when I get home before she does, and she gets home after me a couple hours later, and then she starts throwing her stuff around and then asks me why I'm sitting around and doing all this stuff and asks me to start fetching her stuff. It's really depressing. But
does she normally leave for work earlier than you do, Rofo?
Usually. But sometimes I'll leave earlier. It depends on the schedule. It's a floating schedule.
How often, like on an average week, how often would that happen?
I would say she leaves before me 3 to 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, on a regular 5-day work week, you would probably leave at the same time one day a week.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
There you go. Okay.
We don't need specifics, but how does she make her living?
She's a preschool teacher.
That's right.
She's educating.
I can relate to that. Those are the hardest working women in the world.
Sure
they work
are.
So hard with those little guys all day. Now, why did you say that, Pony?
I've been in this exact situation, and I know where it goes.
It's an abusive relationship,
just saying,
Mike.
Yeah. Just
what,
saying.
You've been in the situation where you've dated a preschool teacher?
Yep. We were living together, and she left before me every single day and got home after me and just gave me hell every single day. I'm worried about you.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's a new wrinkle. That's a new wrinkle that we put in there. I didn't know you. What you both? Have you ever gone through? Well, you've been through a little bit of abuse, right, Rofo?
Not really a whole lot. I like to talk about it, though. You know.
Remember when she hit you, Rofo?
Yeah, she never hits
up.
She doesn't hit the children, though, right?
Not that I know of. Though, maybe she has wanted to at times, but I don't think she's actually done it.
She's never actually made contact with your jaw.
What's that? No.
No, it was just his chest. Remember, she was beating on his chest, trying to get candy.
His
out.
Manly chest.
Pony, were you, when you were dating your preschool teacher, and by the way, I just want to go on record saying I love preschool teachers.
Oh, yeah.
They're wonderful.
I think they are responsible
angels.
For molding minds of our youth.
Some of
all
them
teachers,
dark angels.
All teachers. Pony, you were never struck by your preschool teacher.
No. Never
physical.
And
I mean
physical.
The one that you dated, not the one where you when you were in preschool.
It never got physical, just emotional.
Emotional abuse, yeah, Mike.
Sure.
The worst
emotional.
Kind.
So, but see, I think those are exceptions to the rule. I think by and large, I adore my son's preschool teachers. They're very sweet. It's why I read a book last week in school.
We all heard my
about the monkeys baking the cake, and I plan to go back for a return engagement as well.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to go back there and knock out one of my books. I'm bringing one of my books, like one
open
of the McCluskey books. Huh?
Open mic?
No, Rob, not open mic.
I thought you meant one of the books you wrote.
No. I
open mic would be great.
It would be great. And then Rob Spiewak said.
So, Rofo, you had a big celebration over the weekend. You went to National Harbor?
Yeah, she planned out the whole thing and really made for a great time.
That's great. And so how would you, on a scale of 1 to 10?
It made for a great time.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the birthday weekend?
I'd give it a 10. It was great.
Is it all over now? Is it all behind you? Or are there any festivities planned for this evening?
Well, I don't know. She keeps adding on things. I thought the National Harbor Day was it. And then yesterday, we ended up going out in the evening and did dinner and a movie again. So I don't know what else she has planned.
Did you get any gifts?
What's that? Yeah.
Are you having trouble hearing me?
Not really.
No.
No, he's having trouble just being
Mike,
Rob.
He's just waking up.
He's waking up?
He's just waking up.
Rofo, so you didn't get any gifts?
I did.
Well, what'd you get? Usually when people ask you that question, you follow up, broadcaster you.
Yeah. This is not a multiple choice question.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I got she got me a couple different shirts and some candy.
Just like your mom would.
Shirts,
some candy.
What kind of candy?
No, I got it was like a little variety pack that you'd get. I guess they were on sale for Halloween.
Like chocolates?
Yeah, chocolates.
What was in the variety pack? Rob and I are always curious about anything fat.
it was the kind that has the the Hershey bar and the Mr. Good bar and the crackle.
Oh, the special size, special dark, the little guys.
Were they fun size?
Yeah, the little guys.
Oh, fun size.
Yeah. Was there a cake?
What marketing genius came up with that? Yeah, I know it's not Halloween yet, but that's our annual rail against that. Fun size, cheap size, crap size.
Cheap size, Rob Ford girlfriend size.
Oh, now that's not nice.
How
that's Rob
dare
Spiewak.
You?
That's terrible.
Yeah. Can you describe the shirts?
The shirts, well, one of them, you guys will be happy to know, it is a blue shirt, and it does have stripes, so it's right up my alley.
That makes me very happy, Rob,
yeah,
as
I'm
you predicted.
Your face, but you were you wearing that shirt yesterday?
No, I was not. No, I was
okay.
not.
Okay. All right. All right. Just no. Do you pre-Febreze those shirts?
A soaking?
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding. I'm just having fun. Any more detail on the shirts? And the reason we're asking these like detailed questions is you're choosing not to have a conversation with us right now,
that's
obviously.
Right.
All right. Well, one shirt is it's purple. It's made out of the nice wicking material. It's purple, and it's
Wiki.
Greg Norman branded. The other shirt is from the Nautica Performance line. It is a royal blue.
Nice. There we go. He's waking up. He's waking up. This is the Rofo I love right here, the Nautica
royal
Performance
blue
line.
With some thin black stripes. They all fit very nicely. As you know, I'm quite large, especially up top. I sit fat, as Mike likes to say.
Well, I went to one hockey game with you, and it was like sitting next to a building.
Yes.
Well, that's probably enough to experience it. Yeah. The one game, but they
by the way, that little prediction about me being at my skinniest when we do the live show, I better get my act together. That little thing's not going to come to fruition.
Time's a ticking, guys.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. I swear to God. How are you doing with yours, Rob?
Oh, great. never better.
He's going to be mortified when he sees those pictures from the stage.
That's right.
It's the never-ending battle. So did your family send you anything good for your birthday?
Yeah. I believe they have a card in the mail. The mail hasn't come today yet, but I'm sure they will. I'll see it today.
Very nice.
They gave me a nice call this morning, and I'm looking forward to it.
When your parents call, do they sing to you?
They do.
Oh, you know what?
We sang to him.
Right up until her dying year, my mama would call, and I'd get a little happy birthday. It was always so sweet. She always remembered.
Yeah.
She always remembered. Now, that's just cool. I mean, I think that's special. But anyway, that's me, and this is you. I've got a very special thing to tell you, Rofo. In honor of your birthday, we thought we'd call you today, and I have made the decision, without even consulting Rob or Oscar, to maintain your relationship with the show for another year.
Another full year,
wow.
How about that?
You got to clarify, Mike. You got to clarify.
He can, because
he might come, asking for something.
Don't ask for anything, but you can pop in. You can pop in, and we'll look forward to having you as a part of. We're going to need. Will we need his help the weekend of November 5th?
Not only we need his help. We'll need his help in a brand new shirt.
Now, Rob said yes. Oscar said no.
It's a small room, Mike. Small room.
All right. Well, no, not to be on stage.
No. It's a small room. The less bodies, the better for all of us.
What if he was out front, like, doing flyers?
It's not going to work.
Couldn't he hand out cards? You know when you'd walk the streets of New York and they hand you cards for strip clubs? Can Rob Ford hand out cards?
You know what I was thinking? Know what I was thinking, Oscar?
Yes.
You know that thing we're going to do, that thing we were talking about?
Yeah.
I was thinking of when that thing happens, an outfit.
Oh.
It might be nice.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be pretty cool.
I'm going to stop because I'll get in trouble.
Yes.
Because right now I could give Rob like a little sign for what I'd want him to do. But,
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Because, Mike, a man is born and a man dies, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, what costume size are you, Rob?
Well, I just recently picked out my Halloween costume, and I went to 2X, but I think it's going to be a little small. Now, it'll work for the night, but a 3X would be more comfortable was needed.
Can you let us know what you're going to be for Halloween?
Oh, jeez.
What happened?
He got
what
a text.
What was that all about?
He got a text and was distracted.
It was my backup alarm going off in my on my phone. Luckily, you guys beat the alarm. So
it was a telephone alarm and not some sort of cardiac alarm.
We beat the alarm with Jimmy the other day. That seems to be the new thing. I love this 9 a.m. taping.
It's the best way to wake up, Rob Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I got this ridiculous suit that has pumpkin jack-o'-lanterns all over it. And it's big and loud and annoying, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. So for Halloween, you're going to be an asshole.
Rob, that's terrible. That is terrible. Listen, we've got to let the boy go and get to his job.
For his birthday day. It's his big day.
You got to get to your job at the – we open it. 2 p.m. moving service or whatever you're doing. And you know, happy birthday is what we wanted to say.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Yeah.
You remember that weekend of November 5th, because I am going to want to utilize you that weekend, okay?
It's free right now.
That's good. Please mark put us down.
He never says the word free.
Rofo, try to mark us down on your calendar. I'm going to need you that day, okay?
Absolutely. You guys have
all right. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Kisses. Happy birthday. Best to you, good lady.
Thank you.
Will
do.
Hey, goodbye.
Okay, take care.
That Rofo is a good egg. He's a complicated man, though.
I like him, though. I like talking to him.
It's an outrageous suit with jack-o'-lanterns on it.
It was from the Nautica Performance Collection.
It's got that nice wicking material. Double X is good for the night, but probably want to go three.
That's the second show in a row, I think, where we've actually had woken somebody up. That's a lot of fun. You know,
and the second show in a row we've made someone's day.
Absolutely. That's it. Now we can start the real show, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look, bud, you and Angela have been close for a long time. That's even more reason why I want us to be on good terms. I feel like things have been awkward between us. Don't you?
I'm okay with it being awkward between us.
Look, man, I love Angela, and I want us to get along for her sake. I don't normally do stuff like this.
Am I crazy not to like this guy? Among some of his Facebook likes are George W. Bush's Decision Points, Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen, and the music of Josh Groban.
What did you want to say?
Must I really justify myself any further?
Working on that, you know?
His was the easiest to hack. Password was 123456 7. I witnessed his first I love you with Angela over GChat. Then I witnessed the first of many infidelities with Stella B. I've thought about telling Angela, but she has shitty taste in men, and I'm not quite ready to see what comes after this just yet.
You like music, I like music. Maroon 5.
Plus, I can manage Ollie easier than the others. For now, anyway.
And that's all I mean. I like you, bro. And I want you to like me, too.
I understand. I'll try harder.
That's cool, man. Hey, whenever you're ready, I'd love to just chill.
Truth is, I shouldn't hate Ollie. He's not that bad a guy. He's too dumb to be bad.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart. I love that. I love that intro, and then I hate the song when it starts.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
I once the song starts, I'm done, but I love, love, love. I could listen to the intro on a continuous loop.
Like, secret,
I love it.
Secret.
Mr. Roboto.
I've got a secret.
Secret, secret. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you are here, you do too, and you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime, and we'll talk to you on the same telephone that we spoke to Rofo on. Our show today brought to you by Lost My Name. I talk about it a lot on the show. The fact is that I read to my son every single day,
right.
And Carla does too. We read him hundreds of books because, not because, you know, it's what you're supposed to do, which is what they say, but because we like to. We enjoy enjoy that, and he loves it as well. And now he's got a new favorite book. I love this book because I just did this with him automatically, where I would say, I would make up a story and I would tell him, there was a pirate that's out on the open sea. He was the best pirate in the world. What was his name? Pirate Michael.
Right.
And he loved that personalization. This came into our laps and we became aware of it, a personalized book called Lost My Name. What kid wouldn't love a personalized book about themselves? Thanks to Lost My Name, they can have it, and it's cool. This is not one of those deals where they just pop in his name into a pre-done story that every other kid is going to get. This is a story that is tailored around the letters of Michael's name. It is so brilliant. The way they did this, each child's adventure is based on the letters on their name. They follow the letters of their name throughout the book to discover the story is all about them, and it is truly a magical gift. It's a wonderful keepsake, perfect for baby showers, birthdays. It makes a wonderful Christmas gift. You know, you don't have to have a kid to do this. You can send this to anybody
Great
you want.
Gift.
I love, love, love Lost My Name. I love it. It's fantastic. Here's what I want you to do. Go to www.lostmy.name. It's a confusing website. I want to make sure we understand what's going on here. It's www.lostmy.name. That's lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off, plus shipping is free worldwide. You will be a hero if you send this gift to somebody who's got a small child. You'll absolutely love this gift, and they will too. Shipping is free worldwide. Don't wait to get your child their own personalized bedtime story. Visit www.lostmy.name and do it today. I loved when this came in. By the way, you just go online, you fill out your kid's name, and they send the book to you in a few days, and it's fantastic.
What's so cool? It even teaches the kid how to spell his own name.
I'm not kidding you. Before the show today, I actually was going to bring the book in, but when he likes something, he hides it. It's somewhere where I cannot find
like
it.
A
I
have squirrel. The
book. He loves the book. He truly
Where does
he
hide it?
It could be anywhere. It could be in his closet, his toy box, or one of his little buckets that he has in his little bucket shelf.
That is
he
so
puts
cool,
all
though.
Stuff.
He loves it.
By the way, my kid, every day, his the little drill that we do, since we're talking about him, we have a new drill, and he's doing really, really well with it. He goes in with me supervising, and he cleans his entire room
every night
at 6 o'clock, and then he gets into his jammies. He gets to watch
More parents
tune,
should do that with their kids.
I agree.
That's night-night. Thank you, Oscar. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to consolidate. I can't do it right now, but coming up on the show, I want to consolidate all the reviews and our agreements and our disagreements into one segment.
Okay.
And we'll do that in the second segment today.
Mark your calendars.
Because I've got a lot to talk about. I will be I'm going to do it today.
Okay.
I'm going to do it today. What was mark your calendars?
I said if you're following along at home, the review segment, it's the second segment.
It's the second segment today because I want to get to Deepwater Horizon, which I saw this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And I can't wait to hear about it.
I want to get to Deadpool, which I would not see in theaters and pay for. I would not pay for it on pay-per-view, but now that it's on free cable, I watch it. Free as it can be. Am I right, ladies?
Well, you're paying for the premium side.
Exactly.
Love so my free cable when I look at television.
Deepwater Horizon, Deadpool.
Designated Survivor.
And then the TV show Designated Survivor, which will have a link. That'll probably be what we talk about the most.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You rubes. Anyway.
We have to.
No,
wait.
Don't start.
I have to wait.
He just insults and moves along.
That's right.
Let's go.
Can I just, and this is brief. I'll just make this brief.
Just brief.
Farewell to a man who has brought me a great deal of joy in my life. Big Poppy, David Ortiz, retired. The big ceremony yesterday at Fenway Park. By the way, the Red Sox lost home field advantage by losing the Toronto Blue Jays, but it didn't matter because they won the division and they head out to Cleveland. All you Cleveland Indian fans out there, we got your number. We got you. You know what my greatest fear
happy, Mike.
In this baseball postseason, my greatest fear is that it will be the Red Sox who stand between the Chicago Cubs and a world championship.
You'll be torn.
Oh, yeah.
I will. Now, I know that the Red Sox fans that have listened to me for years are going to say blasphemy, but I'm just going to say this. I have read about the Cubs fan base. I have read the articles. They have done documentaries like they did for the Red Sox before they won, and they've done them about the Cubs fans, and they are longer suffering than the Red Sox were even in 2004. I love that story, and I don't think there's ever a chance that I would root against the Boston Red Sox, because once the World Series were to start, if the Red Sox were lucky enough to get there, I would probably be all in for my team. But I don't want it to be the Cubs. So if the Red Sox don't make it to the World Series, I want to jump. Why are you giggling?
I'm laughing because what you're saying now is now you're going to root against the Cubs so they don't make it, so you don't have to root against them later.
I'm all Red Sox. But the thing is, but the Cubs are the only team in the
National. It
would
be nice to see them win, finally.
I would love to see the Cubs win a World Series. So even if they play the Red Sox and the Red Sox come out on the short end, I'll be disappointed, but I wouldn't be nearly as disappointed if it was a team that I didn't care for, like the L.A. Dodgers.
Could you please break down just a little bit, and not to get inside sports, I don't need the stats, but you just said, and even as a fair weather
fan like
myself.
Probably confusing what I just said.
Yeah, you said they just lost home field advantage, but it doesn't matter. It does matter.
Well, no.
It does matter
as far as the games go. Yeah. It doesn't matter because of the joy I felt yesterday. Yesterday was all about David Ortiz, and the Red Sox, by the way, do these ceremonies better than anybody, and let me tell you why. They not only know how to tug at the heartstrings, but they always have an element of incredible benefit to the community, which yesterday
how do they
was
do that?
A $500,000 donation to the Children's Hospital that was matched by the partners, making it a $1 million donation to the David Ortiz. I think it was the David Ortiz Foundation. They named the bridge that, Oscar, you've walked across this bridge. It's the one that goes across behind the Green Monster and walks over to Fenway.
Yes.
A lot of people have walked over. They're calling it the Big Poppy Bridge now.
Oh, cool.
They've got a road that's right near Fenway Park that's going to be David Ortiz Avenue. This guy, they don't come along very
often.
How long
has he played for the Red Sox?
He's played since 2003.
Wow. How long has he had that accent?
That fake accent?
How dare you?
Mike, how long has he pretended to be?
You think a man of those means would have assimilated by now?
How dare you?
My mom's broken English is broken for a reason.
I would like to thank you all for naming the bridge for me.
No, it would not be that.
Thank you for matching the donation.
They should put subtitles under him. I'm Latin, I have a hard time.
You know what he said first? You know what he said in his speech first?
What? Jew?
I want to thank God. That's, but you know what? That to me is part of his charm. And
thanks,
I think
God.
I think he pulled it together. It was just such Jufons. A great ceremony.
Excuse me?
Jufons. You of all people. You of all people
it's
should not be.
It's embarrassing.
He's defending his people,
hire
Michael.
Hire some sort of linguist to come
you
over to your house.
You were raised here.
You better believe if I had millions of dollars at my disposal, I would have had some sort of coach come over and say,
I think
let's
has
learn
had
the
a
language.
Coach. I think he got through his speech. It was touching. It moved me. It touched me.
I've seen Japanese players come over and have a better grasp on the English language.
He did a fine job.
He
it
does
was a
speak
good
perfect
speech.
Japanese. Yes. That's what's weird.
You don't come into our house, Mikasa.
You know what? If it's the bottom of the 10th inning and he's coming to the plate, I don't give a rat's ass how he sounds, okay? I remember 2004.
As a Latin man, Mike, I'm offended.
Bothered. Supremely bothered.
But I just want to say, safe travels.
Did you
I
well
apologize.
Up?
Huh?
Did
he
you
did
well up?
When he mentioned mom.
Sure.
And then, of course, I was on the couch. You know, doing that, living vicariously through him. It just was a beautiful ceremony. And they did a lot of nice things. And then they went on and lost the game and lost home field advantage. They will play Cleveland on Thursday. So I'm officially going to be a mess for the entire month of October as we lead up to our live show in November, as we have this election, which is still terrifying me, which is coming in November, and we've got the World Series, hunt for the World Series. All this stuff is happening at the same time. It's fall in America, and isn't it great, everybody? It is. It's great. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Review Corner, Deepwater Horizon, Deadpool, and Designated Doug. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, it's Marcus, and welcome to my time machine. We're going back to early May 2014 and a conversation I had with Mike O'Mara. So tune in this week to O'MaraCast. Find out what he did 2 years ago. you can compare it to what he's doing now. Listen to AmeriCast each and every week. Lots of fun as we recap the previous week. Unless you're doing what I'm doing this week, which is recapping 2 years ago, don't worry about it. Time is that kind of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey kind of thing. Just give it a listen. Download it from the TMOS app and subscribe on iTunes.
Best of
what
Sarda.
What the hell? Should I be concerned? That's a little scary, that promo for me.
How is it scary?
Because it's like, let me compare it what he is doing now. Mike, he was a vibrant, healthy, early 50s man, and now he's a failing senior citizen.
You bought in. He's just doing a rerun.
Yeah.
That's best of.
New promo for best of.
Right.
All right. Well, I'll come on your show anytime, Mark. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. The leaves, the changing color. The apple-cheeked youngsters are back in school. And before you know it, zombies will be crawling the countryside looking for human flesh, probably yours. Frightening, yes, but that's nothing compared to the deals at Amazon. The prices are so good, you'll scream, Charlie! Amazon.com is everything you need, and at the best prices, just make sure to go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS or so.
Or so.
So whether it's a crucifix, a length of rope, a sharpened wooden stake, or a sprig of wolf's bane. What is a sprig of wolf's bane, Rob?
Wolf's bane is a flower native to Eastern Europe that will keep werewolves away.
Ooh.
If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon
or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would and may God pray for you on these long autumn nights.
Wolfman's got nards.
The creatures of Amazon. What beautiful music they make.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
I love when you do your imitation of Bela Lugosi with cerebral palsy.
That was you know what? The last part of that was a little Gary Oldman.
Yeah, I see that.
Mm. I loved his dialect in that. Yeah, that'll be cool.
Almost an invented dialect. One that wouldn't exist in real life.
That's
right?
Absolutely right. Yeah. That's spot on. It was, I think he created the accent. And another person that creates accents is one of my favorite actors in the whole wide world, John Malkovich.
Yes.
And I will tell you, I'm not going to say run, don't walk, but I will tell you, going in to the movie Deepwater Horizon, I expected another Marky Mark hero picture that was just going to be a very predictable him running around without a shirt on. And to be honest, the first 10 minutes, I'm kind of like, okay, all right, I get. But then this movie is just incredibly well done, incredibly well crafted. I didn't think you could get that much emotion out of a disaster picture, but it was fantastic. I think it really, really was.
Can you draw a parallel? How does it stack up with Sully?
Oh, boy. You know what? They're both good. They're both really good
movies. Both good hero pictures, right?
Yeah, there have been a couple of really good hero pictures. And, you know, Peter Berg, who's the director, all-around tough guy. Think about Peter Berg and Marky Mark. You know, when I see them, they're so into being tough guys.
Well, they're having, like, threesomes all the time.
Oh, yeah. Lots of trim. Hero trim.
They're good at what they do. And it was just, you know, the bottom line is you don't check your watch. You go in there. You are immersed in this thing from the beginning to the end. It's a real story. It kind of makes
you like that too, right?
Yeah, it makes you remember who the real bad guys are and what the bad things in this world are. And look, I understand that they have to create these different villains. But the fact is, when you see the facts that are splayed up on the screen at the end, there were some real bad guys in this.
Oh, yeah.
There were some bad guys that got charged.
This show,
criminally
we would
charged.
Talk about, all right, day 100. That oil just continues to go into the Gulf.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I remember that.
And the thing is, Oscar, what I learned coming out of this movie is not just that, but the actual event itself. You know, you draw your own conclusions, but I think you'll come away from this saying, you know, if this is even remotely true, how this all went down, you're going to learn a few things that nobody talked about. Mm. Nobody has talked about after the oil spill. And really, nobody talked about it during the early days of it because we were all obsessed with the oil spill. Right. And I think lost sight of the fact that men actually lost their lives on that oil rig. And I think that was lost in the tragedy that was the oil spill. So I think it's fantastic. I think they do a great job. And it was great. It was great to go in there. And I had a little senior moment because I thought the movie was at a certain time. And I was actually half an hour late.
Well, you got to the right theater, though.
I did. I did do that. And yeah, I went to the you know, the recliner theater where you can sit back and you know,
oh, that's great.
Nice.
I love that theater.
See, that's bad though if you go there for a boring movie because then you're out like a light.
Yeah, you can go completely asleep. But you know, that theater's been kind of the centerpiece of my life this summer because it's the only thing I'm able to do is like go out to the movies and
lay down.
Not, sure. Not for long though. Not for long.
Get when are you going to start running?
2018. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. Running. Wouldn't that be something? That'd be real special. So real quickly though, Deadpool. Yeah. I gotta give another rave to Deadpool. Just could not.
Sometimes you gotta trust us, Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta trust
us. The thing about it, it was an action adventure. I said there's just no way, but it's so completely unique, completely yep. original that, you know, that's another one. And by the way, I didn't get all of it. I caught part of it one night, part of it the next night, and then I finished it literally last night.
Oh, you made it a miniseries.
Carla walks into the bedroom and she said, no, really? Deadpool again? And my comment to her last night was, get used to it. Because this will not be the last time that I watch it. This will not be the last time that I
got that
watch
from
it.
Carrie over the summer. I think HBO put up the Godfather epic, the one that intercuts the first two Godfather movies.
No, the epic actually, and does them all chronologically.
Yeah, and so it's like 7 hours long.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
And
I love
like
it.
The third or fourth day, she comes in, and she says, "Are you still watching this?"
Well, they put the added scenes in.
Yes,
it's a huge thing. They go long because they put all these scenes that were not included. It's fantastic.
It's wonderful. It's a great way to watch both movies.
And do you not see some of the scenes in there that you're like, okay, I understand why Coppola didn't include that.
Yeah,
you know, I understand.
Sure. Sure, but I mean, if you're only watching it while you eat lunch, it takes 10 days.
Deadpool, though, I will tell you this. Deadpool is absolutely spot on as far as spoofing the genre, which is what I really, really enjoyed. You know, where they break down the wall, the
but
wall
without being,
the wall. I just broke down the wall inside. That'd be like 12 walls.
That's fantastic. But without being like too cool or too cool for school about it, the whole attitude of the movie is great.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's inside, but not too inside. Funny, but not too funny. It's good.
I'll probably get in trouble saying this, though. And this is for all movies. Movies for such a long time have used the Gentleman's Club as the backdrop for so many scenes. You know, it's constantly in there. It really is.
It's a wonderful way to get nudity in without making it key to the plot.
Let me say that Deadpool did it correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Deadpool did it
very
in such
accurate.
A way. Very accurate. Yeah, very, very, you know, it decided that it would bring the tens in there and do this in the background.
Definitely a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, top talent.
It was well done. And by the way, the lady that plays his love interest was the lady from
Homeland.
Homeland, where she's
the wife.
She's stunningly beautiful.
Name.
I'm sorry about that. Beautiful lady. Fun movie.
I'll look her up, Mike.
Great. Hey, Oscar, you know your superheroes. Who's the guy made out of chrome? Who's that dude?
Oh, God.
What's the name? What's his superhero name?
I'm the worst
name?
For
Tony,
this.
Do
Let
you
me
know
look
this?
It up.
I think it's Colossus.
Yes, nice pull.
Is it Colossus?
It
I think
is.
So.
What a great superhero.
You like him?
That Maybe. Would actually get me into another superhero movie. Colossus would.
You could be him for
Colossus
Halloween.
That much. Really?
What a dick.
He's already
part machine. And what are you going to go as?
Oh, me. I've got to stay home and hand out the beer.
No, I thought Rob would go as the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
What's that?
Stay Puff.
You can be powdered sugar.
Thank you. A big pile of. Well, no, as always, Mike, since I have the outfit, Jabba the Hutt again. Again.
You're not
Michelin
that big.
Man again.
Again. Again. Yeah,
you look smaller to me, believe it or not, today. You
it's the
really
black
do.
Shirt.
You think?
Have you lost any weight?
Probably a little bit, yeah.
You
See?
Have?
I knew it. I knew
yes!
it.
Yes!
He does.
Thank
not
you,
much.
Jesus.
Not I much. At, I'm not going to call attention to it for a little
and
bit.
And Oscar, you've lost a little bit since you came back, too. A little bit?
Mike, I'm at 190, but it's because
Me
of Beach
too.
Body. I've been doing
gained.
That workout.
I have gained, and it sucks.
Oh,
and
no.
I have to lose. I have gained. I haven't been able to move. I have not been able to move.
Extreme disadvantage.
So.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
But the thing is, once I was able to get out and walk and actually get around and do stuff, you know, I'm still still eating. It sucks.
Well, you have to eat.
Does Carla stop you anymore, or is she giving up?
She every now and then she'll give
up. She's
just
on Tinder.
No, she weighed. I weighed in today. I had to weigh in today.
You weighed in today? How long has it been since you weighed in?
Friday.
Okay, so a good weekend. What's the story?
No, terrible weekend. I gained 2 pounds over
Why do you keep weighing in if you know the answer?
Because I want to know how badly I did.
Oh, got it.
And we had we actually had pizza on Saturday night. I can't eat pizza. I can't eat pizza for two reasons.
Why?
I can't eat pizza for the fact that it's going to put weight on me, but pizza also, like so many foods that put tons of weight on me that I love eating. Make me feel like such crap.
Like your pancake thing.
Donuts, pancakes. The worst. I eat any of those three foods and I am done. And by the way, this is Mike O'Mara speaking. Hi, everybody. Mike O'Mara, noted drinker. A pizza hangover, if you eat pizza right before you go to sleep,
yes,
is worse than any booze hangover. I woke up feeling like death on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, processing just, all of that.
Anything you eat right before bed is bad. And that's
horrible.
I am so guilty of it. Of
horrible.
Eating late. You shouldn't do it. Eat after 7 p.m.
What's the most, random thing you've eaten before you go to bed?
Peanut butter. Is horrible.
Wait,
it's a horrible
like out of the jar?
Yeah, just like a few spoonfuls of peanut butter. And this is why it's so bad. Because peanut butter is one of my triggers to make my colitis go out of control.
Right.
So I have to have been drinking.
Will you eat it with a spoon? Spoonful
I know
of peanut butter?
The answer you would prefer is fingers, but I do use a spoon.
A teaspoon
but I mean,
or
it's
like
just
big
the peanut.
Probably
you
a couple tablespoons.
Like a serving spoon?
Tablespoon.
Oh, okay.
Tablespoon. But it is, that is,
have
and
you ever
it's
had
horrible.
Peanut butter on an apple slice? Like a Honeycrisp apple slice?
Have you ever had peanut butter on a banana?
Have you ever had
so
ants on a log?
So
all right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we will continue this review roundtable. We are going to discuss Designated Survivor, the show that both Rob and Oscar absolutely love.
Love it.
Yeah.
Me, not so much.
Oh,
we'll take a break and come right back.
Well, I still haven't proposed yet, Joe.
What's the matter? Fear of commitment?
Well, you know, half of marriages end in divorce, and the other half, some of those end in murder.
He's not going to kill you.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose half my stuff.
Half of your 2003 Sentra? What's that worth?
It's not funny, dude, but it's $412. Check us out at robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Carrie Spiewak says, it's the only thing I listen to, the Rob and Joe Show on the More Network.
She loves it.
Loves every minute of it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the best people, of course you do. Posting your job in one place ain't going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, think big and be smart. Use ZipRecruiter.com. You need to post your job on all the top job sites. You can do that now. Find candidates anywhere, in any city, for any industry. I'll tell you, people are moving every day in America. There's a tremendous amount of dissatisfaction in all these cities. People want a new location. They have a change. A lot of that is going on in the new economy. With ZipRecruiter, you can get the best people for your job. If you manage the H&R department of a big company, or you're using your own small business and you want to find the best hires, ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen your candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. All right, so we got the Deadpool. We got the Deepwater Horizon.
Right.
And then I was going to talk about Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland. And I know you guys say this is I guess it's getting good reviews, right?
I think one of the most highly rated shows of the season.
Yeah, it just got picked up for a full season, so super excited about that.
I just can't
You went into it optimistically too, right?
I went into it super optimistically, but it did something that that I have trouble with right away, especially when you are going to... If they're making it more like 24, it'll probably be okay for me. If they're making it like a plausible political thriller, you need to spend more time on that political side of things, and that doesn't work for me when everybody is pretty. When everybody is pretty and everybody is young and everybody is skinny, that just and they put that first and the acting second. I just found it to lack a little credibility. You know, you're talking
well, of
about
course.
But like the wife, for example,
mm-hmm.
you know, Kiefer's wife. Boy, can she smile all the time. Yes, that's right. They've just wiped out the entire government.
Smile.
But let's give him a grin.
She didn't smile when the Capitol crumbled. She frowned. She was sad.
She frowned. But no, but am I right about that? Now, Rob, are you going to be sincere about this or are you going to do
shit? No, she is gorgeous. And I don't, you know what? Thinking back over the first two episodes, I pull away from it that the mom character, the wife character, is gorgeous. But they let her act. They let her look horrified. I don't think
she's very attractive for a first lady. But also, think about this. Spoiler alert. She really... She really...
He's thinking about that lady.
She really didn't... Yeah, I am.
Like the FBI agent, too, is too pretty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but these people didn't know they'd be put in this place, Mike. That was the HUD secretary. The HUD secretary could have a hot wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just think it's a little jive. Don't you find it a little jive?
One point that I agree with you on is if you were to take the pie that is that show and how you have to cut it up, they're devoting too much to his family.
Yeah, that kid.
And the little kid. The little kid randomly turns on
the kid that's the bad, the kid that sells drugs.
Yeah, and then the daughter.
And by the way, if you're
going to
catch up, you haven't caught up. I guess technically, if you're totally into this and you haven't watched it yet and you're planning to.
Spoiler alert.
This is a spoiler alert. So we're talking about a show that's already aired. So
they've had a week. They've had half a week to see it. Yeah,
and how about the stereotypical general? The hawkish general. Is that not a cliche?
He's not too pretty.
Is that not a Hollywood cliche?
Easy writing, yeah.
Mr. President, we have to do that. Now, would you like the good part of this?
Yeah.
The good scenes are when they let Kiefer be 24 Kiefer.
Yes.
Like when you have Kiefer meet with the ambassador of Iran, then I'm liking it, where you're getting Kiefer to be a little... didn't make him... If they had gone full cliche and made him into... slightly bumbling, I would be out entirely.
What about, was it the governor of Wisconsin that
Michigan.
He had the Michigan that he had the Skype call with that he bluffed
yeah.
him? That was
yeah.
a good scene too.
That was so those scenes I want
to
see.
They need
more
to focus on that.
Yeah, the political intrigue, because the family is weak, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not gonna say it's me, but a guy I know wants to really know if there's a bunker underneath the White House.
Oh, wait a
Who
second.
Who said that now? Who said that? Was that Mac from the Mac? Peanut
yeah.
Gallery?
Yeah. They're already known that it is.
Excuse us?
I'm a 57-year-old. Am I the only one that's not slurring today?
Use your jaw.
The Situation Room. It's a bunker. In case of emergency, they have to go
Wolf
into...
Wolf Blitzer yeah. is on set in the Situation
that's
Room.
That's a different Situation Room.
No, but he's absolutely right. I believe that the secure... bases of operation.
It doesn't look
the White House
like what's
are
on TV.
Oh, probably
though.
Not, but there is definitely a bunker underneath the White House.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, but hold on. Mac, you alerted me to something. Okay, if you're going to have the designated survivor, which I believe is a plausible scenario for the government, when
they definitely
have the state,
they definitely that is a guarantee that, yes. that happens.
When they have the State of the Union, they take a cabinet secretary and put them somewhere in a secure place. Well, how was he able to look out the window and see the big boom boom?
Yeah, they don't put him at the Holiday Inn or the W.
That's true.
And by the way, wasn't it convenient that the screen went blank, you know, when he's watching it on TV, and then he still has time to actually see the flame plume going up? That was a little... And by the way, that looks... Seriously, the Capitol building after the explosion looks like something made out of paper mache that my kid would have done.
I don't know.
That's the way that looks.
I don't know, Mike. After 3 years of seeing the Capitol dome and scaffolding, I thought they did a pretty good job.
By the way, if that was real and they're sitting there in the rubble and they're looking up at the Capitol, it would not be the size of the top of a Volkswagen van. It really wouldn't be that small. It would not be that small. These are little tiny. Look, I know it's big.
The director is saying, Mike, what we got here is we're going to go with a we're going to go with forced perspective. It's going to look small, but they're going to know it's big.
Right.
They're going to know it's big.
I think Governor Cuomo in the past has gone on record as at one point he was the designated survivor. So that does happen. They put him in Camp David, I correct, if I'm not correct.
Why would Governor, was he a secretary? Was he a cabinet secretary?
At one point, he was someone important enough to be put out there.
So, I mean, I believe the scenario, it's just the way they're executing it. And, getting back to the wife of Kiefer, this whole thing goes down. Here's the way I would, in my mind, envision this, all right? You are, take away the fact that you have been thrust into this position of power, but, you know, the country, this is 50 times worse than 9/11. Imagine that. This is the entire government blown up in one. And the wife has a moment to have those lovey moments, which that wouldn't happen. They would all
be in
a complete state of shock. And she wouldn't be like peering through the door while Kiefer's in there and going, how you doing?
Yeah.
What a stupid situation.
I agree. And also when the president, the new president and his first lady are snug-a-bug in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
The head of the Secret Service doesn't go, a moment, sir. Sir, you know that three quarters of a mile up the street, the Capitol building's still in flames, but a moment. Yeah, there is a lot of suspension.
For a guy that's on TV all the time and he's made some. Kiefer looks a little odd to me. Kiefer looks a little weird.
A lot of people have been talking a little Botoxy, a little odd to me. Lot of people have said, and I went back and compared, they said, look at his ears in A Few Good Men and now. And drastic has happened to his ears.
So there might be something there to that?
Yeah, I agree. I believe that perhaps the terrorists have taken credit for his ears.
All right. So. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I've covered that. So I may linger. I may dive in. There's not a lot that's great on network television, so I might pop in and
I think it's going to continue to get better. I mean, the problem is with a show like that, it is a pretty wild premise. And the fact that they've got it laid out in 2 hours and now they can proceed, I think they can do better.
I know that everybody's been into this and this is into the second season. Have you tried Mr. Robot? I know we briefly talked about this.
I have not tried it at all, and I'm more than willing to try that.
USA Network, you can get it on demand. I'm almost done with the first season.
Can you give me a sentence, Mr. Robot, what the premise is?
Yeah,
it's a wacky sitcom about this guy. He's built out of metal, and he gets into all these crazy misadventures.
I'm asking a legitimate question here, goddammit. Okay, Groucho, I'm asking a legitimate question. Thank you.
It's loosely based on a hacker group that's trying to take down the man, the one percenters. It's pretty timely these days, especially with all the hacks on our electoral system.
Yeah, they're talking about that really happening now. That's kind of scary when you hear them talking about analysis of that.
There are certain points within the show, even as tech-savvy as I am, as I host a tech podcast, Mike, Tech 411. Thank you. New episode dropping today.
Yeah, but no new promos.
No promos. They do a great job.
Please do a promo with Todd Moore, please.
Yes. Coming
please
up.
Please do a promo about Todd Moore.
We've got a show that really at times kind of dives deeply into some tech jargon. But if you can get past that, Mike, some of the storylines are so much fun and so thrilling. And Pony's really into
the premise. I love it. Well, I like Pony. Pony gave me you were with me on Bloodline, right?
Did you recommend
Bloodline to me? And I love that too.
No.
But he also recommended it to you.
Okay.
I got you on Narcos.
Narcos. I love Narcos.
And also all that squid anime porn.
Good old Squid Girl.
People are dying to be entertained.
True enough.
Before I go, I'm going to sneeze. Tis the season, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Fall pollen down here in Florida. Yay. At least we're not getting whacked by
Fall
Matthew.
Fall pollen.
Big palm.
too much sun, too much pollen.
Hey, we're just getting kissed. The worst scenario, we'll just get kissed by that Cat 3 when it comes by the coast. So thank God for that. Real quick, this will be in news you may not need, but I know Oscar and you, Rob, you wanted to talk about it.
Right.
As we tape this show today, this morning, over the weekend, Kim Kardashian apparently robbed at gunpoint. Apparently $10 million worth of jewelry.
All of her brooches.
All of her incredible $1 million jewelry taken there with Fashion Week. immediately. Misters Spiewak and O'Mara smelled the giant rat. I don't know about you, Oscar. If you went there right away, thinking there might. It just seems.
I think you're giving them too much credit at this point.
I don't know. I mean, what with the presidential election and all the stuff going on, and no one's paying attention to us. What can we do?
Now here it is. Now, by the way, I think there is, let's say, a 10% chance that that could be true. If they are, when you say giving them too much credit, the thing is, Oscar, I don't think that would be giving them too much credit, because I think it would be an immensely stupid thing to try to do if they really tried to do that. I think that that's the reason that I actually think it might have been some sort of planned thing. Look, you'll know right away. Yeah, because there's just no way. But at the same time, will you know right away?
On CNN that apparently she was held up by Ryan Lochte.
Rob, how many? What's your percentage of this being a hoax?
Higher than 10. I would say 25.
You think there's a 25%
chance? But also, they are so much better connected in the world of social media and handling the media that there is a chance we'll never know. They're not Ryan Lochte.
No, but I'm not talking about that anybody would ever be able to out them on social media. I'm saying the actual real authorities, I'm not sure. Would they be able to do that? I mean, if this was a hoax.
My prediction is this.
Interpol would probably have a decent chance.
My long-range prediction is this, is that in the course of 5 business days, amazingly, she will get her jewelry back with no questions asked. We don't know what happened.
I think they'll find the guys, they'll prosecute them. It'll be a story for a month. I really believe that the logic that someone would be so dumb and to travel with this jewelry and flaunt it at such a level that they would, the logic that they would become targets is pretty plausible to me.
But they're living, walking targets anyway.
I understand, but if you're at a private hotel and.
Where was the security, by the way? There's nothing about that.
They had the it was a $15,000 a night private hotel, right?
Okay.
So the police officers, quote unquote, that arrived, the 5 men that that were dressed as police officers, got a hold of the security guard and forced the security guard to take them to Kim Kardashian's room. And then once they got there, they took Kim Kardashian, put her in the tied her up, gagged her, and put her in the closet. And then they proceeded to steal her jewelry, up to $10 million worth. I feel like, part of me, when I read this, said, I can't believe it took this long for something like this to happen.
Because you think there's absolutely not even a shred of a chance of a hoax.
For the same reason that you've got Kevin Hart and his home being robbed for $4 million plus dollars.
Okay.
Like, you just, in this world of social media, everybody knows where everybody is.
Yep.
And if they are in a location that is vulnerable or they're away from their home, you've got a big issue.
But everybody travels all the time.
Not with $10 million worth of jewelry on them all the time.
That's pretty stupid. If this does prove to be true, and as I said, do I think there's a chance? Well, there's a chance for everything.
Sure.
There could be a hoax. But in the event that this is, that's pretty stupid.
And
too,
she's a, look.
To be walking around with that kind of blame. $10 million? There's another wrinkle, though. I think about $10 million. Boy, that would be an interesting insurance payout.
Oh, yeah.
That would be an interesting insurance payout.
Nice claim. You don't think that insurance company is going to find out what happened?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's why I feel like there are too many layers.
She gets it back within the week. You know, it's kind of interesting with that.
Yeah,
you know?
Again, we'll wait and see. But again, a mother of two, outside of all the hijinks this family has been through.
Hate hijinks.
I really believe that the idea that someone would rob them as they would rob a guy like Kevin Hart.
Right.
Is very plausible.
You know where this comes from, though? This comes from my sense and Rob's sense that this publicity craving machine, this machine that is the Kardashian family, I think I'm not alone, and I think they'll be
all over America. No, you have every right to
be skeptical. Mike, let me guess that this thought crossed your mind as it did mine. This story broke 6 a.m. on a Monday morning news cycle. Perfect for the week.
Yeah,
perfect for the week.
He seemed to get word of this pretty quickly. As to what was going down, in order to shut
some
down
tape
his concert,
that
which
I will play
the biggest story.
We can run it during your newscast. The tape of when he actually found out during the concert.
I haven't heard that. I'd like
it
to
happens
hear that. We're leading with that in the news
awfully quickly, so you'll see. Yeah,
yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think this is you know, this ain't going to go away. And by the way, the Kardashians will be in the news again for however long this is going to be, and we'll see what happens. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll lead with this story because she's very important on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Coleman.
And on this week's episode of the show, we debate the top 100 TV shows of all time. What do you think one of the top 100 shows is, Gary?
Gilligan's Island.
It is not on the list.
Then I don't want to hear it.
From Rolling Stone magazine, we'll debate that. Also, Gary goes to the gym.
Like, that's unusual.
Well, it would be unusual for me. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hey, it's Rob Ford's birthday.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our Mad Hatter Meet and Greet.
Yes.
So you've got your tickets and you've made your plans. You're all set for the Mike O'Meara Show live at the DC Improv on November 5th. But what are you doing after the show or so? I'll tell you what you're doing. Right after the show, we're all going to head across the street for a good old-fashioned TMOS meet and greet at one of DC's greatest watering holes, the Mad Hatter. Join Mike, Oscar, Rob, and all of your TMOS buddies for food and drink and an amazing good time. Talk with us. That's DJ right there.
Yes, sir.
Had an amazing good
great
time.
Great time.
Talk with us, laugh with us, drink with us, take picture or two, and party into the night with TMOS. Rob, I'm going to give you this to you to read next time.
Cool.
Party into the night with TMOS at the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter is at 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, a short walk from the Improv. It's that easy. Just because the show is over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. See you at the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter, a staple in Washington, D.C. for over 30 years. 1319 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C., 202-833-1495 or go to madhatterdc.com. Do you want me to put the email in this? Does she want to get an email?
No. That's do not do that. That's
ship
been taken
sale.
Care of. Yes.
Recommended arrival time, 5:30 p.m. Saturday, November 5th.
Nice.
Thank you very much. There we are. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's time for my news. What are you doing, Mike? Shut up. Don't talk to him this way. I mean it.
News.
That's my favorite bit.
Dom DeLuise bit from what was the movie, Rob?
The End.
The End, thank you, with Burt Reynolds. Kim Kardashian was held at gunpoint. You know, for some reason I've got this compelling urge to, because it's on my brain and I've watched it with my kid, to read this opening story like the Anchorman from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Please.
Factory.
Oh, I love that.
I have to turn this down a little
and
bit.
And I've got to kill this because he wouldn't have that in the background.
Kim Kardashian was held at gunpoint in her Paris hotel room yesterday by two men who were dressed as police, but also wearing masks. Kim is there for Paris Fashion Week. The men broke into the room, but it's unclear they stole anything. Well, now it's clear they stole $10 million worth of jewels.
Brooches.
Kanye West was actually on stage at the Meadows Music and Arts Festival in New York City when he heard the news. He was in the middle of Heartless, his song, when he stopped cold and told the crowd, quote, "I'm sorry, I have an emergency. I have to stop the show." And now here with that actuality is the one and only Rob Spiewing.
Thank you, newsman.
I'm sorry. There's a family emergency. I have to stop the show.
Oh,
what happened?
Oh, my God.
Are they cussing him?
Yeah, but how does he get family emergency news in the middle of a song?
When he's not singing it and he's just texting.
Yeah, he was auto-tuned when he said that.
Yeah, you hear that? He was, the song continued.
I like Rob's auto-tune. There were 10,000 dollars in brooches. Heartless.
Rob Spiewak auto-tune. Yeah. Coming November 5th, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe in live?
That's fun. Just figured that out. That's good stuff.
Oh, that's funny. Rob Spiewak's 102 coming to a theater near you. We'll have to wait and see what happens with the whole Kanye thing, but that's funny.
We wish them at home. She's home.
If anybody, look, you're not going to enjoy it unless you see it.
You got to see it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hey, speaking of another showbiz luminary, Lindsay Lohan.
Hot.
She cut off part of her finger.
Oh, no.
Hey, do you want to just stop there?
Yeah. This was no boating accident. Yes, it was. It was a boating accident. Yesterday morning, she Snapchatted a picture of her bandaged finger, and she said, quote,
I almost lost my finger from the anchor.
So I guess she got it caught on the anchor.
Are you sure it just didn't fall off?
They showed a picture of it. Did you see the picture of it?
I did not. No. Sorry.
It's her like Lindsay bad fingernail hand.
Her
hand has freckles on it.
Of course it does.
They're not age spots. They're freckles.
It could be dirt.
She said, I lost half my finger. Thank goodness we found a piece of my finger. I just had surgery to fix it. It hurts so bad.
I saw this movie was on cable for the very first time, and as the contractors were over the house,
sure,
I was relegated to my bedroom. That's the only thing that I was like, I guess I'll watch this. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Have you ever seen that?
That's like an older movie of hers, right?
I said... Who do you hide
from the contractors when they're in your house? Do you have to hide?
Because it's so dusty, I'm afraid of getting some asbestos poisoning.
I'm embarrassed to be sitting there surfing sitting with my fat gut, surfing my computer while they're like actually.
No, they
really
say, sir, could you please get out of the way? Because I'll sit there with a flashlight holding it.
What are they doing now in your house? What are they
actually?
Oh,
it's the same thing. It's the lights. It's the recessed lights.
The recessed lights.
Well, they did part of that. They finished the day, Mike, as they always do, by burning sage and praying.
My house is so wonky that every time they go to put a recessed light in, they find a beam that shouldn't be there. So there are all these holes like whack-a-mole in my ceiling.
Oh, no, the house of horrors.
You poor guy.
We need a full update later in the week.
Sir, do you mind coming out of your bedroom? And I walk out and I go because I feel like they don't want me around because I probably make them nervous. And they're like, we found another beam. And I'm like, why is that beam there? It doesn't seem like it should be there, right?
Amazing.
Because the house was built around Ben Franklin time, and somebody spackled over it.
Those recessed lights should be in a line. Instead, it looks like the Hurricane Matthew storm track up there.
Look, and don't get me wrong, they're doing a great job. But
sounds like it.
If I get one more conversation about, look, it's going to be a little off-center.
Oh, no.
Well, they can't do anything. They have, it's just the way it is. So
shifts over time.
It does.
I'd love to get an Oscar like House of Horrors update at some point. We can spend the right amount of time on it. This is turning into celebrity news today. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're going to love this. He had a run-in with the law when he rode his bicycle on a train platform in Munich, Germany.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes, Arnold. Yavel. Arnold was in Germany. Apparently, you're not supposed to do that, so a cop stopped him. But the cop let him off easy after he apologized and said he was having trouble walking.
My knees.
Nothing further on that, but he also took a selfie with the cop. But Arnold didn't get preferential treatment. Police issued a statement saying Arnold was allowed to leave the train station by walking his bike. So he could not ride. Do not ride on the platform. It would be
right in the middle of Oktoberfest right now, I think, in Munich. Mm-hmm. So it's way crowded over there. Maybe he couldn't walk because he was drunk.
Jawohl. I'll just ride my bike and crash into someone. Yeah, there you go. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have a temporary custody agreement in place. Angelina will continue to have physical custody while Brad gets visitation. This story makes it sound like this is heavy.
Okay.
Like maybe some stuff went down. A therapist will be present for Brad's first visit. And the therapist will decide whether subsequent visits have to be supervised. This is interesting. Also, there will be family counseling as well as individual counseling for Brad and Angelina, and Brad will be subject to random drug and alcohol testing.
So,
if this is all true, this sounds like quite a little quagmire
Harry.
He's gotten himself into. Yeah. This is a voluntary agreement, but the guidelines were suggested by the Department of Children and Family Services. It lasts until October 20th. After that, it can either be extended, renegotiated, or Brad can go, F you. I'm not I'm sorry.
I don't feel bad.
I get the alarm. The alarm? That was me being misogynist.
Don't feel bad for Brad because, look, of all the vices, he can be like, I could probably give up drinking. I can't drink anymore. Probably can't smoke weed anymore. You know, I'll just bang these tens. Why not?
Yeah, that's a good way to get through
Pass
it.
There the we go. Time.
Softens the blow.
Movie update. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children beat out the Wahlberg Deepwater Horizon movie. Miss Peregrine's took in $28.5 million in its opening weekend, while the disaster movie Deepwater Horizon debuted with $20.6 million. The new comedy Masterminds only made it to sixth place with $6.6 million. That's the bad Galifianakis movie.
That's the bad Galifianakis movie you were trying to think of the other day. The good one is Keeping Up with the Joneses.
That looks like it has potential to be funny. It'll be interesting to see, you know, as far as his brand, how much damage having a stinker come out right before the other one.
What he needs to do.
The Joneses movie is coming up pretty quick, right?
He needs to keep himself attached to John Hamm, who continues to make good choices.
Yep,
John Hamm makes good choices.
And now a little something something. There's a 68-year-old guy from Miami who won several $1 million in the lottery 5 years ago, but the money didn't make him less lonely. So last year, he went on a sugar daddy dating website that hooks up old rich guys with younger women.
Nice.
And he met a 24-year-old stripper from Jacksonville, Florida. They ended up getting married 3 months ago. But then when they were looking through some of the old photo albums recently, they learned something new about each other. He's her grandfather.
Oh man.
And the crazy stuff that goes on as he finds out he's her grandfather.
ABC family.
Now, here's the thing. They are both estranged from their families, and they never really talked to anyone about each other, so they never made the connection that her father was his son. And believe it or not, they're staying together.
No! For the children, Mike. Yeah.
She is the children.
She says, quote, "Every couple is different and special in their own ways. I feel our bond is so strong that even something like this is not enough to make us give up. As for whether it's legal, it sure doesn't look like it based on Florida's incest laws."
Oh, yes.
But I guess that's another relationship hurdle for another day. And, of course, it allows me, right at the beginning of the week, to give the Florida slogan of the day.
A new one. I love a new one.
Boy,
yes.
Seems to be repetitive. Well, you bet your ass it is. Florida. Come for the sunshine, stay for the birth defects.
Oh,
there we go. I'm sorry. That was
kind
wrong.
Of sad.
That was wrong. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
That's right.
I look, don't send a letter to me. Thank you. We'll take a break.
Letters of support.
Look at Pony.
Hi, I'm dying here.
Pony, you're making me feel like it was worth it. I really did think about whether I'd do it or not. Just wasn't anything that was funnier. So I had to put it in.
Pony's a good barometer.
He is. Okay. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Cake and cookies.
It's not really a Christmas song, though.
No, it's not, but it's oftentimes on Christmas albums.
Which I don't disagree with it.
Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on Kittens.
Bright color packages tied up in string.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Why do you always become Jewish when you sing?
Because I'm Jewish.
An eighth, right?
That's right. I only sing 1/8 of the time, so it works out. 87.5% of the rest of the day, I'm talking.
He's cake, she's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Tell you one thing, he's going to be singing with auto-tune from this point forward.
That found me a sure. bit. That's right.
We just have just a little bit of share, please. Just a little bit.
Do you believe in life?
Let me, let me tweak and refine it because Cher has got her own voice, and then we must add the auto tune.
Dr. Baby, Team
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to welcome a brand new sponsor here, Movement.
Yay!
Movement Woo! Watches. founded. Rob's wearing his. I'll wear mine next time we talk about it. Movement Watch is founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. You ready to get some great watches?
Gorgeous.
And get some delightful prices? Their goal is to change the way people think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. It is all about price at Movement. With over 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries, Movement has shown itself to be the world's fastest growing watch company. And by the way, it's Movement, MVMT. That's the name of the company. But Movement watches start at just $95 for these incredible timepieces. At a department store, the same watch would set you back $400 to $500. How so? Because Movement figured out that selling online eliminates the middleman and the retail markup. The result? Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism at the best possible price. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movementwatches.com. That's MVMTwatches.com/TMOS. Again, the letters are MVMTwatches.com/TMOS. Step up your watch game. I'm getting compliments on my Movement watch all the time. Go to movementwatches.com and join the movement, everybody. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, October 3rd, 2016. Rob Ford's birthday.
Happy birthday. Away, you know, Robert, my son, one word review on my Movement watch. Wow.
Yeah.
They're really striking. Very cool
stuff. Very cool.
Here we are in the thick of the political campaign, and whether you're a Trump guy or a Hillary guy, I think it's nice if they could come together and make a campaign song together just to support democracy. Mike, he said hopefully, don't you think that would be nice?
Sure.
Yeah, I agree. Let's hear this one. I think this is good just for all people involved in the campaign.
All right.
Sing it. We will rock you.
Okay.
We will We will
Oh God, I can't see
it. It's gone. God. Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, wow.
But
some stamina.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about Saturday Night Live. Maybe we'll cover that tomorrow.
I can
overrated
cover
show in America.
Pretty briefly, when you have 4 months to prepare for one episode, and that's what you show. Not
God,
so great,
come on, guys. Really, you know.
I thought Alec Baldwin did a great Trump.
Yeah, but I think the impression was fine. It was the material. I mean, it was just kind of that.
I guess maybe my skirt is flipped when the impression comes and it's like, yes, he actually looks like him.
I also
and he's putting
think,
it together.
I also don't think I can look at it objectively because I'm a partisan, so it's very hard. But at the same time, it's just I wanted them to bring a little more edge to it.
And the Hillary
seems safe. It did seem safe.
Kate McKinnon's Hillary is hysterical.
Yeah,
I love that. I love her impression. I really do.
Actually, they can't do the same characters twice. There was more edge in the Family Feud bit that didn't actually have the politicians.
Yeah,
in
that
it.
Was rough.
So I mean, if what they really should have done, if you're going to do one satire, put them together and put everything together.
I agree. But they have to have that opening, you know, just like we do a vignette, they have to have that opening.
And they started to do press releases on the makeup a week ago.
I know.
So where's the surprise?
Margot Robbie's Ivanka was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was hysterical. Yeah, that was my favorite part of the whole show. I thought that because she was so legitimately hot.
And the whatever.
The brothers coming out.
That was
But it was funny. But I want more. I want more from my Saturday Night Live. I really do.
But I wonder, do you think Trump liked it?
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And did Hillary like
it? I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
And what did
Thank you.
And then what did Larry King think?
Nancy was a fighter.
Just while we were talking coughs, that happened. To come up. What was that, Larry?
Nancy was a fighter.
That's right. That's right. Dear. Hope you feel better. Mike, dear. I have my own Florida story today.
Okay.
We've discussed in the past how it's illegal to go behind a 7-Eleven or a grocery store and take a milk crate. And they're normally marked, these are not for consumers, and these are property of the dairy or the store, right? Well, there's a guy in Florida named Timothy Troller who stole a milk crate and put it on his bicycle so he could have a basket to carry things.
Oh, no.
And they locked him up. I'll tell you who's upset is Timothy Troller's grandfather.
Oh,
so here's Timothy Troller's grandfather and the representative of the Polk County Police. Is Polk County near you?
Yes, Polk County. Yes. No, it's not near me.
Okay, well, he was a Polk County resident. The grandfather says, though, he should be allowed to steal that milk crate.
It shouldn't be enough to carry you to jail. Her fiance cleans out houses and stuff and all. Lord, I've had milk crates all in my yard here. But sure. I wouldn't do no silly stuff like that right there. Carry a man to jail for a milk cart, and I'd warn him and give him a ticket or something.
Our deputies are always looking for those who are out doing even the smallest crime, because what we've learned is those who will out go out and steal a milk crate, for example, are the same people that are probably breaking into cars.
Wait till he does something wrong. That's the way I feel about it.
Wait till he does something wrong. Then lock him up.
Yeah. That's Polk County.
Mike, you better return those milk crates.
I got them all over the house.
Got them all over the yard. Congratulations to the United States winning their first Ryder Cup in, I believe, 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who was excited was Bill Murray, who led the crowd in an America cheer. This is Bill Murray at the Ryder Cup.
One, two, three.
America! 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 America!
He is giving it all. I would call the crowd reserved for it. It's just odd.
During the match, though, there was so much excitement. Like, if you look, and I don't know enough about the Ryder Cup, but
can you believe I'm the one that's that pleads ignorance today? Because Big Poppy retiring, and my political junkiedom.
Even on Saturday, I said, "Why are they supposed to show all this emotion?" And I finally kind of started watching it. I'm like, this is actually a lot of fun. I have no idea what's going on, but they look happy.
Sure.
Can we find the ratings for the Ryder Cup tomorrow? Let me know how well they did. Because
I was shocked. I thought it'd be all over this, Mike.
I really should have been. I was aware of it. When I tuned in, they had already won.
Well,
so
the good
by the
news
time
is,
I got to it with the football and everything else.
Next year, it turns out that David Ortiz will be on the Ryder Cup team. So you'd be able to do both of them, which is great.
Excited. Thank you very much.
Also, another great, there's not going to be many more left. Vin Scully on the road covering a game. Let's close with this. He was it was the Giants and the Dodgers. And his last game. And Giants outfielder Angel Pagan. There was one of those guys that ran onto the field to call the attention to himself. Angel Pagan body slammed him. Just totally took him out.
He extended like he was offering him something, like flowers or something. And, Angel actually went like he was going to take it and then nailed the guy.
And you know what? Better to hear it described by the great Vin Scully.
A couple of kids trying to steal the moment, slow down the game, running on the field, and just taking a big moment on the big stage. They've got one of them in right field, and the other one is nailed down by Pagan in left field. Oh, and the crowd loved that. He went up to do something with Angel Pagan, who immediately grabbed him and slammed him to the ground, and they're taking him off the field.
I don't think we covered it on the show. They asked Vin Scully what are his plans now. He said he's going to be looking for a smaller house with a larger medicine cabinet.
Is that what he said?
That was Vin Scully, right to the very best. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Thank you all for joining us. Another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.